The wait is over, Titletown. Football has returned, and the Packers are off to a fast start.
Hand off Lacey into the left side of the line to the end zone. And a dagger of a touchdown.
While the green and gold are riding high from their win over the Bears, there's still plenty of work to be done. The focus this week is on tackling with an emphasis to shore up the run defense.
We did not tackle very well. We were in double digits, missed tackles. That does not cut it. That's where we can make our improvement.
Pete Carroll and the Seahawks are looking to improve as well.
It's Lynch looking for running room. He gets hit in the backfield. He goes down. That's the ball game. Rams are going to win.
After suffering an overtime loss to the Rams, expect a very determined Seahawks squad tonight at Lambeau Field. It's a primetime showdown between conference foes. Larry and I have you covered. Coming up on Packers Today.
We'll focus on getting our first home win, beating the Seattle Seahawks, and that's about as far as it goes.
You can't underestimate anybody, especially not an opponent like this.
Back on three. One, two, three. Pass.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on Packers Today, presented by Verizon. I'm Lauren Majera, joined by Larry McCarron. Now, Larry, two of the NFC's best collide in one of the brightest stages of the NFL, Sunday Night Football. Now, Larry, there was really no talk of revenge of what happened in the NFC Championship because the reality of it is it's old news by now. It's time to get over it.
Lauren, I know what did not get said in the Packers locker room this past week. But deep down, I think the Packers got a bone to pick with Seattle, and they're ready to pick it tonight.
And taking a look at the headlines this week, on Tuesday, the Packers placed linebacker Sam Barrington on the injured reserve with a foot injury. Now, Sam was really impressive down the stretch last season, including leading the team in tackles in the postseason. So really, it is a shame to see his season cut short by injury. His presence will be missed on and off the field. But Larry, who's this next man up?
The most likely candidate is Nate Palmer. Got a lot of playing time against the Bears. Did some good things, particularly in coverage.
And tackling has been a point of emphasis this week, and it appears that the Packers will have one of their best tacklers on the field against Seattle, Morgan Burnett.
Besides his individual skills, which are considerable, he is a glue guy. He makes everybody, particularly in the back end, better.
The Packers are working their way through some other injuries. Unfortunately, Brian Bulaga did leave practice on Thursday with a knee injury.
Yeah, Lauren, not good. The severity of that injury as of this taping, we do not know. We're not going to speculate. We do know if Brian cannot go, the likely next man up in this case is Don Barclay. He was the starter at right tackle for virtually the entire 2013 season. Donnie's a blue-collar guy, a hard worker, figures out how to get the job done.
And taking a look at this offensive line as a whole, would you say they really did do their job in Chicago?
Thought they had a real good opener. No sacks, 4.5 yards a carry, and one of the secrets to that running game success was variety.
Much of the Packers' running game is predicated on zone blocking, where the linemen work together, almost creating a human wave. While that remains the Packers' bread and butter, their best runs against the Bears came on a changeup, where they blocked down to create a wall and pulled a guard for whoever was left outside it. Here, David Bakhtiari and Richard Rodgers block down, create that wall. Josh Sitton pulls and kicks out on the edge, and Eddie Lacy rumbles through for 16 big yards.
It's definitely good to have in your arsenal. It's good that, you know, we've gotten away from just all zone. You know, when I first got here, we didn't do anything but zone. Teams were key on that, and we didn't ever change it up, so it's nice to have that in our back pocket.
Later, it was Sitton and Bakhtiari building the wall, while T.J. Lang pulls to root out whoever's left, and one hellacious cut by Lacy later, it's 15 more rushing yards.
Anytime you vary up what you're doing on offense, it always gives those D-line and those linebackers something extra to think about, and up front, it's a good changeup for us.
Sticking with that offensive theme, one of the most exciting aspects coming out of last week's game was getting to see vintage Aaron Rodgers against Chicago. Not only were his stats impressive, he went 18 of 23 for 189 yards and three touchdowns, but the really fun part was to see him make plays with his feet again. It looks like the offseason was good to his calf, and he's back to being a dual threat QB.
I train really hard in the offseason to put myself in a position to remain healthy. And you have to have some good fortune at times, you know, guys not falling on you. But the muscle strains are very disappointing. And the ability to run, I think, is an added weapon for our offense. And I've always looked at it like that and enjoyed the opportunity to extend plays when I can. When you're playing a team that can cover, especially the next two can, you're going to have to be able to extend some plays and make some positive things happen.
Let's not forget he's really good at throwing the football, too, marking a passer rating of just over 140, which is his best in a season opener.
Lauren, Aaron is a type of player where anytime the Packers win, he could be awarded the offensive game ball. He was so good against the Bears, he did get the offensive game ball.
And there's a reason he's the reigning MVP. Now, one kind of storyline that's been lost in this talk of offensive defense is rookie Ty Montgomery. He's averaging 35 yards per return. Would you say he's an emerging weapon?
Absolutely. He had two returns that went for more than 40 yards. And that's 40 yards Aaron Rodgers and company don't have to gain. That's like a death knell to a defense. The field just got shorter for Aaron Rodgers and company.
It'll be exciting to see what this team can produce on Sunday Night Football. Still to come on Packers Today, it's time to talk Seattle. How much different are the Seahawks without Cam Chancellor? Larry's scouting report is coming up next. And later, Chris Banjo shares intimate details of his past, how facing devastation has helped motivate him to become a better football player. We'll be right back.